An inquest into the deaths of four young adults in a fatal crash in Clonmel in County Tipperary last August has recorded verdicts of accidental death. The four had just received their leaving cert results when they were involved in the road traffic crash on the 25th of August last. We're joined by our South East correspondent, Conor Kane. Conor, remind us of the background to the story.
Yes, Gavin. Well, this was a single vehicle crash which happened just after 7:30 on the evening of August the 25th last year. Now, of the four victims of this crash, three had just received their leaving cert results earlier that day. They were Grace McSweeney, Nicole Murphy and Zoe Coffey, who were all aged 18 and from Clonmel itself, as well as the nearby villages of Ballypatrick and Kilsheelan, respectively. Now, the driver of the car was 24-year-old Luke McSweeney, and he was Grace's older brother. Grace and Luke both lived on the mountain road in Clonmel, just south of the river shore which goes through Clonmel, and that afternoon, Zoe Coffey arrived at their house, and she and Grace got ready upstairs for a night out later on, which they had planned. Now, Grace told her mother, Bridget, that another friend, Nicole Murphy, would also be coming, and the three friends were due to leave and meet a bus at the Tesco car park in Clonmel, and they were due to travel on with other friends to a leaving cert celebration in Carlow. And just before 7:30, Luke McSweeney, Grace's older brother, offered to drive the friends down to the Tesco car park, as he was heading out anyway to go to the gym. So they left the house on the mountain road and travelled downhill towards the town, but just before they got to the Hillview Sports Club at the Raheen Road roundabout, the car went out of control, hit a curb and then a low wall and then the wall of a nearby hotel, and it rolled over onto its roof, and all four of the people inside suffered fatal injuries as a result.
Conor, tell us, what was said at the inquest today?
Well, a number of witnesses told the inquest today, and also depositions that were read out from other witnesses as well, that a torrential downpour had taken place in the area around Clonmel just before the fatal incident, between about 7 o'clock and 7:30. And there was water gathering on the mountain road as well, close to Hillview Sports Club, and also water streaming downhill, which made driving conditions very difficult at the time for some time. Now, no eyewitnesses saw the actual crash itself happening, but several observed the car, which was a grey 151 registered BMW coupe, going towards the scene, and none of those witnesses that we heard from thought it was going at any kind of excessive speed. Now, Gardaí were able, using CCTV from nearby lampposts, Gardaí were able to calculate that the car was driven at speeds varying from 51 kilometres per hour to 75 kilometres per hour at different points as it went down the road, and that it collided with the wall near Hillview Sports Club, which was around Raheen House Hotel, at a minimum speed of about 59.3 kilometres per hour. The inquest was also told that the two rear tyres on the car had a tread depth which was below the legal minimum of 1.6 millimetres. Now, the coroner, Joseph Kelly, said that the road at the time would have resembled a flowing river, such were the torrents of rain that had fallen. And for some unknown reason, and no reason could be given with any certainty, given the fact that no eyewitnesses observed the actual crash itself, the car left the road and mounted the curb before hitting a low stone wall and then the hotel boundary wall, before going onto its roof. Now, all four of the victims suffered severe craniocerebral trauma consistent with being involved with a severe road collision, and the coroner said that the appropriate verdict in this case was one of accidental death. The coroner said that all four of the victims, Luke, Grace, Nicole and Zoe, were in the prime of their lives. They had so much to look forward to, so many dreams to fulfil, as they set off on their journey that night, and they couldn't have ever imagined the catastrophic and tragic outcome that lay ahead of them.
Conor, was there any reaction today?
No, the family of Grace and Luke McSweeney did have a statement read out on their behalf in the inquest by their solicitor, in which they thanked all of the emergency services who went to the scene, and obviously the crash was attended by many emergency personnel in the immediate aftermath in those Friday night hours after it happened, such as the Gardaí, the fire service, the ambulance personnel, paramedics. They thanked all of those, and also thanked, through their solicitor in the coroner's court, the people of Clonmel and surroundings for all the support that they had given to the families afterwards, and also the people of Ireland, indeed, for all the support. There was a huge outpouring of grief and shock, of course, after the crash itself and in the days that followed, and until the funerals happened late the following week. And on behalf of all of the families involved, they thanked everybody for their support during those dark times and in the intervening months.
Conor Kane, our South East correspondent.